running. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino. Action-packed program coming at you today. Brad Powers in an hour as we have the FCF playoffs going on this weekend. He'll give us a rundown of which numbers he likes, which teams he has bet so far, and maybe some more draft props with Brad at that time. Jordan Sherwood, host of the main event, ESPN West Palm, on a huge UFC card on Saturday night. And then last hour of today's program, Richard Roper, film critic, Chicago Sun-Times, trying to maybe find some value on betting the Oscars this weekend. And Johnny Avello at DraftKings will go over our Oscars, maybe a little bit of golf with him, draft props as well, as we are here early on a Thursday morning. Can you believe the Clippers came back to win that game last night?
No.
It's embarrassing. Jeez.
Memphis is up 17. The Clippers sit everybody. It's an 8-point move. No George, no Kawhi, no Jackson. Kennard goes for 28. Morris goes for 25. And they win. Well, forget about the points. They cover the 4.5. If the original number they covered. And again, they continue to crush it on back-to-backs. And that is just, that is a kick to the groin for our Suns bet. So far, so good. We win. I love the Celtics tonight, by the way. But the Suns go in overtime, beat Milwaukee, come back, tough win, beat the Sixers. But the Clippers won't lose. And if you look at the rest of their schedule, they might only lose one game. They go to Phoenix coming up.
Yeah.
But what Phoenix has to navigate here through the end of the month, it's embarrassing for Memphis, though.
Also,
they give up 120 points and they don't have key guys out.
No. Who knows how many games the players are actually going to go for the Clippers?
Yeah.
Like last night, we don't have that news until later on in the day.
I know.
There's no Kawhi. Yeah. I mean, we knew that. But
we knew that.
Paul George. But just, and then all of a sudden, the way that line moved, like you talked about, just like, can we get this win from Memphis, please?
Yep. Number one, it feels great to be on the same team as Giselle. So that feels good with the news yesterday. But this is going to make you sick. I went back and looked. Phoenix is on a 31-7 run. 31-7. But here are the losses. Spurs at home, at Orlando, Minnesota at home, Indiana at home, Charlotte at home, Nets at home led by 25 in the third quarter. It should be over. This should be over.
Yeah. They should be the one seed in the West.
Yes.
We should have no sweat on our hands here to win this division title. I met Jason from Missouri before the
good
show
guy.
Started.
Yep. Yep.
He's like, are we going to get this Suns ticket in? He has them like at 16-1. I'm like, I wish I could tell you yes, because they're playing unbelievable basketball, but the Clippers just won't die.
The schedule's too easy the rest of the way for the Clippers. It's too easy. Yeah, you're up 3 in a loss, caller, but you needed that one last night.
I was joking when I said this before they started this trip. I think it was on Monday against the Bucks. I said, watch the Suns go 5-2 to finish the month, because it's a brutal East Coast trip.
Yep.
When they get home, they get the Clippers and the Jazz. And I was like joking that they're not going to go 5-2. Well, here they are, 2-0. And they might be catching these teams at the exact right time. Who knows who's playing when they get Brooklyn?
They go to Milwaukee and win. They go to Philly and win. They got housed at home by San Antonio.
Right, exactly.
It's the easiest team to handicap in the NBA. And it's over. Knicks win again 8 in a row. Give them the award.
Shut it down.
They're the 4th seed. Shut it down. Yep. There's 15 games left. We know who the coach of the year is. Barring an epic collapse, it's Tibbs. Shut it down. 25-1. Bleep you, pay me.
Yeah, he's the guy. I'm so confident in that bet, Paul. I really am.
Absolutely. Everyone's got to be on board.
Yeah, betting recap from last night and some NFL news to get to. This team should be making calls regarding their draft pick, and it's not Atlanta. Details coming up next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Phoenix Suns coming off a 116-113 win over the Philadelphia 76ers at the Wells Fargo Center. Visit Boston tonight as a 6-point road favorite. 219.5 the total at the TD Garden. Philadelphia coming off that loss. They're a 6-point dog at the Milwaukee Bucks. In baseball, the Mets and Cubs meet at Wrigley. Joey Lucchese for the Mets, laying $1.28 against Trevor Williams of the Cubs, plus 118. The Dallas Stars have won 4 straight games and moved 2 back of Nashville for the 4th spot in the Central Division. They're a $1.85 favorite today at the Red Wings, 5.5 under at Little Caesars Arena. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and Point Spread Weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage. VSiN.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
time to Follow the Money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Welcome in. With all spring sports betting action, you need the VSiN experts to stay ahead of the game. VSiN.com is the place where to start. Cover baseball, NHL, NBA playoff races, the draft a week away. And you get every pick from every guest and every host. It's worth it. Just a dollar a day from Mike Palm's soccer place with all his unders. Start your daily betting at VSiN.com. Check out subscription options starting at just $22 per month. Watch and listen to all the shows 24/7 for free as well. Incredible. VSiN.com. Get up there. Spring sports coverage. Let's go.
We have plenty of NFL to get into today as well on top of everything else. Draft is a week from today. Can't wait. I made another bet here at Circa before the show started. I'll tell you about that a little bit later on today in the program.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you got there?
I saw you.
All right.
What'd
you... It was a group bet that I made.
Oh!
Which receiver's going to go first? They have different groups here.
All right.
Yeah. So it's the Tony, Marshall, Bateman group.
Did you go Bateman?
I'll tell you coming up.
All right, that's good.
I'll tell you coming up.
All right. Get back to me in 2 hours.
Saw this from James Palmer yesterday. Jaguars GM Trent Baalke told him they have received calls for the number one overall pick. Good. Other teams should be calling to Jacksonville saying, what's it going to take? And quite honestly, I mean, I know it's Trevor Lawrence, but they should have an open ear, right? If some team blows you away and said, here's five first-round picks, and I don't know, whatever, we'll give you a proven player, you got to have that discussion, right? And he did say, we fielded the calls, but I think we're going to hold tight at this point.
Always be shopping,
yeah.
As someone once said. Yes. What would that call have to be? What would that offer have to be with that package? It's like talk show radio in the early 90s.
It really is.
I'll give you five number ones, two number twos, bag of donuts, cup of coffee. I'll hang up and listen.
Would you take Shaq? Two number ones? Well, first of all, if a team called with a proven quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, right, if Seattle called with Russell Wilson.
That's why this Watson thing is just threw a wrench into everything.
That's another one.
God.
Go get rid of this, nonsense. If that never happened with him and he was still with Houston and they called Jacksonville this week and said, look, it's Watson. Would you like him or no? He doesn't want to be here anymore. If you're Jacksonville, I think you would have to say yes to that deal.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, nobody knows anything. Nobody knows a damn thing. What's going on with the number three pick and the movement? Now it moved all over the place at several spots and DraftKings, Bet Rivers, points bet as well. Now you're seeing Jones $1.50 to be the third pick.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there was another report about San Francisco's not taking him. It's like, well, what do you think? Well, it's not going to be Mac Jones. This is a week after a source close to the organization said 95% chance the Niners are taking Jones. And Lombardi still says they're taking Jones. But this is one guy comes out, they're not taking him. And then you see the betting markets go crazy again. Are we just going to dismiss and eliminate the chance that it's Trey Lance? Are we going to do that? Are we sure? No chance of taking Lance after the Beck connection?
No chance for Lance.
Yeah, okay. So
I hope to God it's not Lance because I have...
You got right.
If that's the way the draft starts at number three and they take Trey Lance, I'm screwed. I'm already in a big hole.
You're doing a Peter Pan off Zucker.
Yeah.
So this is just phenomenal that now you see Jones was $2, Fields was $1.50, and now Jones is back to $1.50 to go number three in a week. I don't know. I'll have my popcorn. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and they keep moving the juice on the over. Fields here at 3.5. And I think South Point put Fields, they adjusted Fields to 4.5 yesterday.
From 3.5?
I believe that's what they did.
Okay, giddy up.
Yeah.
Start the insanity.
So is the person that you're talking about with the Niners, was that in Albert Breer's column?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was one exec who told Breer, I don't think there's any way in hell they're taking Mac Jones. He's not good enough.
I can't wait to get here next Friday and see who's great everything and who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
When you look at this and what the stuff at Circa, too, with some of these moves, and I know Jeff Benson was excellent on this earlier in the week, but you have, in Brad Powers in an hour, six guys have moved 50 spots. The draft props. Wade, 168 down to 112. St. Brown, 150 down to 100. Mills, 140 down to 66. Paul Allen with the great line yesterday. Mills could go in the first round. Mond as well, 170 down to 91. Williams, 229 down to 146. Oh, this is great.
That
he likes a running back prop over, too, we'll get to.
But. Yeah, yeah. At every book, by the way, it looks like Mac Jones is now the favorite, like $1.40, $1.50, whatever. $1.60, I think, at BetMGM. Also, there was this Tom Pelissero who covers the league. I don't get this. I don't get... 1 point of emphasis in the NFL Competition Committee report per Chairman Rick McKay, taunting. Not so much TD celebrations... But feeling of coaches subcommittee is they've gotten lax on players going face-to-face, standing over people, pointing, fingers, etc. Expect more flags. That's exactly what we need.
Well, that's not... That doesn't bother me as much as you have to let the guy celebrate and have fun. I know there's the older generation, be like Barry. Not everyone's like Barry Sanders.
Right.
I mean, that kid was just, we interviewed him once. He had like a $250,000 check above his glove compartment or something. But he would just hand the ball to the official every time he scored. So, but I think it's a big deal once you finally can get in the end zone. You should be able to dance, celebrate, little choreographed move, whatever. But I would say, yeah. Finger in the face, standing over somebody after a big hit. Okay, fine. But I'm with you. The last thing we need is more flags.
Well, and this is going to, I hope it just, I don't want any more delays in the game itself. Are we going to go to the replay? Was he taunting? Which finger did he give him? How long was he standing over the guy? Did he spit? Anything like this. I don't want any more delays, and I think this will only add to that.
They want more flags, but they don't want a 4th and 15.
See, that's the thing. Like,
and they want to keep the onside kick.
That's the first thing I thought of last night when I saw this tweet.
These
I'm like,
guys
well, wait a second here. You're going to add more flags. You're okay with the PI because that's your biggest concern about the onside kick. If it's 4th and 15, well, we don't want any of these crazy, potential, flags to be thrown on a 22-yard pass down the field. Well, then adjust the rule.
Right.
How about that?
Amen. Amen. What's Atlanta doing? Are they going to stick now? Is Atlanta going to stick? And if they stick, is it Pitts?
I think if they stick, it's going to be Pitts.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. I think if they stick, the first non-quarterback selected is going to be Kyle Pitts. But if they don't stick at 4, then that first non-quarterback taken could be anything at 5. That could be Sewell. That could be Chase. That could be Pitts. And I found a number last night on Waddle to go ahead of Devontae Smith. I'm in on this. I know there's steam on this idea.
Really?
But I found
Waddle.
I
don't like that. What'd you find?
Plus 105.
Really?
I wanted to find higher than that, but that's the best number I could find. I think I saw minus 130 at one spot.
Wow.
And Smith is even money.
Okay.
I think that's in town here.
All right. Good luck to you. Good luck. See what the Rams are doing? You take it. How about 5-13, guys? This is how you do it. Remember, all the talk and buzz last year was about Kingsbury with his setup and what he had, and everyone was jealous. Well, yeah, the Rams converted a Malibu beach house into their draft war room. We'll be operating out of it for this year's draft. A sentence I just can't believe I typed. Your move, Cliff. Absolutely.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Oh, no! Oh, God! And that on the PCH, where you got Dukes and Malibu and Moon Shadows and one of the best... Oh, my God! I mean, that's living right. That is living right.
Look at that.
Come on, how much does that house go for? Look at that
view.
Are
we sure the Rams can afford that?
Is that what... It's Iron Man. It's Tony Stark's place.
I think you're right.
Where he's living. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hope it doesn't end the same when they come down.
Never really watched the movies.
What? Didn't get Iron Man? What happens with the house?
Like 3-4 of them?
You don't know the scene I'm talking about?
I've seen his place. It's all the way up on top, whatever.
Okay.
But yeah. I'm not a big Avengers. I don't like any of that stuff. So when I see all these memes come across social media, I'm like, I don't get him. Like, I have no idea. Okay. I have no idea what people are doing.
All right. Fair enough. Good.
Last night was pretty good, though.
The hockey is getting very good. VGK again. Goal right away. They won again. 8 in a row. 15-2 run. Goal in the first 10. The card tonight is awesome. There's so many. The Carolina game for first place. The Capital game for first place. Here come the Bruins. You're going to see 250 favorites every night. God-awful Devils and Columbus and Buffalo. Can Vancouver keep it going? Leafs and Jets, huge game. Getting fun now,
too. Yeah, by the way, so did last night solidify a couple of things in the NBA, one in which is the MVP race is over with now?
He's running out of time.
Curry had to have one stink bomb.
And he did.
Right, and he did, and it came last night. And his point prop was 35.5, and his threes made were 6.5, like crazy, right? And of all teams, with a total of 240, the Wizards contained him.
How about that story? They've won 6 in a row. They're the 10 seed.
Yeah, they are.
What a job. Great job by the Wizards.
And they had no business really winning that game last night. No. Warriors had him down by 7 in the fourth quarter. And they never gave up.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, the Westbrook, have you been noticing this with his rebound prop? Because his numbers are completely insane. Mm-hmm. I think he had 17 last night. His rebound prop was 12.5. I think it was minus a quarter. for a guard, 12.5.
Where's Doug, the prop guy? That's right. Kings and T-Wolves was in a scrimmage again. Nuggets with a big win. The debacle by Memphis. As we said, why are the Spurs favorite at home against the Heat? Body bag. Mavs went through the motions. Won but didn't cover. You like the Lakers tonight? Back-to-back for the Mavs are only 500 at home? I don't know. I would not Lakers or pass. Knicks, great story. 8 straight wins. 4 seed. Jazz route the Rockets. I keep going back to this, but it's hilarious. Houston has the worst record in the West. They're 15-44. At one time, they were 11-10. Thunder lose again, although they got the money, but they've lost 12 in a row. Find me the win on the schedule. Put the prop up. It's a fun prop. Whoever's listening, put the prop up. How many will they win a game?
Yeah.
Put it up. They're terrible. Okay? That'd be great. And the Pacers win and it goes over again. And how about the Bulls? Did the Bulls know there was a game last night, as Covers.com tweeted?
I mean, blasted from the jump.
That was out of control early.
Yeah.
And they get in a game that wasn't supposed to happen. So I really like the Celtics tonight off that stinker against Chicago at home. I mean, you just saw how bad the Bulls were last night. How did that team go into Boston and win?
I have no idea.
And the Celtics have won 8-10. But Phoenix is 19-7 on the road. But a back-to-back off the big overtime win against Milwaukee and you beat the Sixers, I'll take the 5.5 at DraftKings with Boston. I like that. But, God, 31. This is just vomit-inducing. 31-7 run for the Suns, but they lose to San Antonio, Orlando, Minnesota, Indiana, and Charlotte at home, and the Nets at home, and they're up 25 in the third quarter.
And oh, by the way,
what a run this could be.
And guess what? The team that they have to beat out in this division to win it for us is the best team in the NBA since the All-Star break.
Yep. That's
what are they, like 18-2, I believe?
Yep.
And last night, it's like Boogie Cousins is getting serious minutes last night for the Clippers. Other guys who just normally don't play getting run last night because they were without, obviously, a bunch of guys, including Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And they're just, I gave up on the game. Memphis is killing them.
Killing them.
And I'm like, this is great.
Wow, this is how they end, though. So in May, Denver, Toronto, Lakers, Knicks at home. Toronto, Charlotte, Houston, OKC on the road. That might be one loss. And they close the month with Houston, New Orleans, and they go to Phoenix.
How many games back are the Grizzlies right now, the Mavericks?
I believe it's two.
Is it two?
Let me look.
That loss last night, like I can still win that division bet that I have on them.
What do you have? 6, 7, 8-1?
No, 11.
You got that high?
11,
yeah, they're
10,
two
11.
Back.
Like, right, yeah.
Well, two back. Well, Dallas continues to screw around, so they can lose tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not over. Very good.
And then in baseball, first of all, nice job on the Cubs yesterday.
Yeah, it feels good, plus money to give out a 16-4 winner.
Yeah, their sticks are heating up a little bit now for that team. The Yankees lost again.
Yep.
And the they took money, by the way. The Yankees were taking money in that game last night. And the Braves with Anderson on the mound.
Yep. Can't hit.
No, they can't hit.
The Yankees cannot hit.
Nope.
They've lost 6 of 7. They're dead last in the American League in batting average. And I believe we're going to get Cole and Bieber this, right? Isn't that going
to
happen?
We're supposed to get that on Saturday.
Beautiful.
I will shut down plans on Saturday. I will watch that entire game.
There we go.
And the other thing from last night. Oh, I'll tell you this right now. 4-game set begins tonight, Padres-Dodgers.
This is big.
I'll call my shot, Paul.
Do it.
I'm saying if they get swept.
Yep.
If the Padres get swept in this series, when we come back on the show on Monday, Tingler's going to be fired.
Ooh, 50-1. He was the highest odds on the board at one book. First manager whacked.
Yeah.
Yep, they're going to lose tonight. Bueller against Weathers, the portly fellow. Yep. Dodgers have given them fits the last few years. They've lost 7 of 8 against teams with a winning record.
That's a big if, but if they get swept, I think that can happen. And
can't hit either.
No, God, no. Look at this. What is the? What are those numbers? The runs that they've scored going back. Like
it
last
is 0-1-0-2.
Oh.
5 straight unders as well. Yep.
And that's 5 out of 6 they've lost.
Unacceptable.
Swept by the Brewers here. And now they have this Weathers kid going tonight who's okay. He was okay in his last time out against, but they only. And then Lamet was pulled after 2 innings last night.
Yeah, what was that? God.
Evidently, he was maybe a little bit banged up.
The Giants.
The arm didn't feel great. But they also burned the bullpen last night.
Yeah.
And now they start a 4-game set with the Dodgers.
Good luck. I know. Call your shot. 50-1. Call it. Giants, first 5 was a push against the closing line. Winner if you bet early. If you bet early, it's 15-3 now on the season. First 5 under with the Giants. And I'll call my shot. Cubs win again tonight. Cubs will win, and Baez pizza money hits a home run. Five of six career, two bombs off Lucchese.
Yeah.
Cubs are starting to hit now. So I think the Cubs will win again. I'll back Williams tonight. Anti-Lucchese.
I heard something on Baez today driving in. He's striking out 48% of his at-bats.
Well, Rob Deere.
I mean, you got to clean that up, dude.
Well.
I know it's still early in the season, but boy, oh boy, that's really bad.
How about the swing in the West? How about the swing between Oakland and Houston?
Oh.
Can you believe that? The A's were 0-7? And Houston was 6-1. Houston's in last place. They're terrible.
Yeah.
The A's win again.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get to it. It's one of the worst beats you're ever going to see coming up. But how about the Twins beat? The Twins lose a game where the A's score, what, three runs and didn't have a hit?
Yes.
The ground ball, the third, the guy throws it almost in the stands, and the A's win again.
By the way, two outs. Two outs, nobody on.
Uh-huh.
They're down 12-10. They don't get a hit. Zero hits. And they win.
Twins in last place. Astros last place. Sign me up.
Let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard today. Circa Resort and Casino up next. Another recap from last night. More of a recap with the bad beats and line moves in Win Some, Lose Some. That's coming up.
Exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the largest offer of live in-play options. BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader when it comes to online sports betting. And to make your experience even more rewarding, BetRivers offers the most live streams of major sports, instant payouts, and one-time play through BetRivers, your hometown book. Valid in Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's PlaySugarHouse.com in Jersey. Must be 21. Time for win-lose.
Rough night.
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night. How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
One bad beat in hockey. Oilers, Canadians under six. The streak ends. Nine straight unders for Edmonton. Two goals in the last 2 minutes. 4-3 final. Tough one there. But it could be worse. Reds $1.80 and under 8. It's 3-0 in the ninth inning. 8-5-5. Come on. The total's 8. It's 3-0. You need 3 outs. They tie it. Diamondbacks tie it and then get a 5 spot in the 10th.
It also speaks to betting first fives compared to full games. Molly was awesome last night.
He was.
For the Reds.
Ridiculous. Twins plus $1.10. They blew it in the ninth and they blew it in the 10th. They lost 13-12 in extra innings. As you mentioned, the A's win without getting a hit in the 10th. Bad for the books. VGK, 250 up to 280. Took out the Sharks. Paul Allen. I know he said a little bit tricky, but again, the Wild. They own Arizona. Easy winner. And people agreed. 15-cent move. 4-1 with the Wild. Marlins, 130 up to 155. That was a big mover while we were on the air yesterday. 3-0. They beat Baltimore. Suns from 1 up to 3. It fell 3. Pacers, Thunder over. 226 up to 230. 122-116. Raptors 2.5 up to 4.5. They covered. Win some. The Knights 15-2. Goal in the first 10 minutes. The gift that keeps on giving. Lose some. Well, I mean, right church, wrong pew. Martinez was awesome.
Yeah.
But Scherzer was better. So a 20-cent move on the Cardinals, but 1-0. Couldn't believe that. Hawks plus 2 went off the favorite. Not up in here. Tibbs, the man. 8 in a row. Knicks win in overtime. Grizzlies plus 4.5. At DraftKings, went off a 4.5-point favorite. Look at that move. Routed. Up 17. Routed by the Clippers. Couldn't slow down Luke Kennard. You figure it out. A Rex Chapman special. What a dog video this is. At Pauly Does Vegas and Instagram. Look at the... Uh-oh! No. Dog falls in the pool. Little fella. And he's in trouble. And you hate to see this. I mean, he is in... He's in the deep end. And look at that. Look at you. The big guy is it. I got you. And he realizes and assesses the situation. He barks. He knows there's an issue. Continues to bark. And eventually, he goes in, picks him up with his mouth, and he saves the day. Right?
Eventually, yeah. It takes 7 minutes.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
There you go. And he pulls him out at the end. That is great. Great video there. Dynamite. How about number 12? You know, you got one at the... Every guy's like this at the gym, right? Is he on a treadmill?
Okay.
The back leg.
He's fatigued already. Tongue's hanging out. I've done 7 miles. Come on, I'm good.
German Shepherd's got it, no problem. Mm-hmm. The other guy's like, courtesy. It's a courtesy look there. This is a fun video. Sir, he's in the car dealership. You got 15? Sure, put your mask on.
Hello? Sorry?
Can you put your mask up?
My mask, it's up.
You have to put it over your nose.
Sir, it's over my nose.
Cool.
You like that?
All right, there you go. That's a great mask he has there. All right, that's excellent. Very good. And one lose some. Sirianni, the Eagles coach?
Yeah.
What is this? This was all over social media. He told the media he decided to play rock, paper, scissors with prospects to see their competitiveness. He added he trash-talked them as well. Okay. I
heard the audio.
Yeah?
What a buffoon.
Really?
If I'm Eagles fans, yeah. I would be like, this guy's really our coach.
Yeah,
we got this guy going on. We got biting knees guy in Detroit.
Biting kneecaps.
It's 2021. What the hell are we doing here?
This is good.
By the way, when he's talking about this, he's all fired up in his press conference. I'll challenge him. I don't care what it is. Look, shut up.
Okay. I'm with you. John Accorsi, I'll put you on the air. We will put you on the air, John. FTM at VSiN.com. 20 years ago, I worked at a nightclub in Atlantic City with a guy who was also a roulette dealer. He had an incident where a customer placed a large wager on a number, and his supervisor walked by and whispered, "Keep it out of his section." The player heard it and knew what it meant. It ended up in court, and the dealer was asked, "Can you manipulate the odds at a roulette table?" under oath, and admitted he could.
In the section.
In the section.
You could put it in the section.
Section. Keep it out of the section.
I can buy that. Again, I'll buy that.
I would love to talk to this guy. I would love it. Great email.
We will get into today's Major League Baseball card coming up next. He's off to an amazing start in 2021, but he also has better overall numbers since the beginning of 2020 than this Cy Young winner. Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get two risky bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you're going to get the fastest bets, withdrawals, and rewards right at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. We will touch on today's card in Major League Baseball in a second. Couple of tweets ticket to Corbin Burns, now like 4-1 to win the National League Cy Young. He's the second choice on the board behind Jacob DeGrom. He started one more game than DeGrom so far this year. But this is from at MLB Random Stats. Since the beginning of last year, the numbers for Burns are essentially better in almost all those categories than DeGrom. In fewer innings pitched, got a better ERA, a better FIP, right around the same Ks per nine, slightly more walks per nine. Half as many extra base hits allowed, and his F-war is also better. In his stats by stats, in all four starts this year, Burns has had 9 strikeouts, walked none, and held opposing hitters to no more than 4 total bases. No other pitcher in modern era has had 4 such starts over an entire season.
That is bonkos.
Yep.
Incredible. Great stuff. I'm showing Keller against Urena. Urena.
That looks right.
That shouldn't go over. 8.5 at DraftKings. Tigers $1.20, right? You'd think that would go over and it'd be runs. Look at the ERAs on these guys in the FIP. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, 8.74 for Keller, 5.52 for Urena. I think there's runs in that one. I also mentioned the Cubs plus money. Cubs are starting to find their bats. 16 runs last night. They've scored more runs in their last 4 games than the previous 13 to start the season. Here come the Cubbies. And the Astros are favored. Cobb's going for the Angels. Come on. And the swing here in the AL West. Houston was in first on April 6th, and Oakland was 5 games back. Oakland's in first, and Houston is 4 games back. It's a 9-game swing in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened?
By the way, there is a very good report in Point Spread Weekly, Steve Mackinnon's numbers. He has excellent stuff on the NFL and Major League Baseball this week. The baseball stuff is the splits on the biggest differences between starting pitchers, home versus road. Urena fits one of those profiles. He's actually a better pitcher on the road than he is at home. I know he's now on his, second team with the Tigers. But overall, at home, he's made 27. This goes back to 2018. At home, 27 starts. His team record is 7-20 for minus 10.7 units. Individual record is 4-17. ERA, whip, home runs allowed, all more at home. On the road, he's actually plus 6.15 units in 25 starts. So he's going today. I would agree with that. But also, I've been really bad. I laid off totals right away in baseball this year because there's going to be regression with some of these pitchers. And we saw it again yesterday with Carlos Martinez. He was horrendous leading into that game. We saw it the other day between Corbin and was it Wainwright. That was a pitching duel.
Yeah.
And then last night, Quintana, and we talked about that. That total moved 9 to 8.5. That was Quintana versus Fulton-Aywich. Both guys were horrible leading into that game. And that if it wasn't for the bad bullpen, that's probably 4-1, 4-2 final.
These are interesting numbers from Sean Harnish at Guppy Money. Teams are the worst teams in the league lane, the run and a half. The Mets are now 1-9. Tampa's 1-8. The Twins are 3-10. You're down 45 units overall with Miami. Well, Miami got there yesterday. You're down 44 units. Miami, the Mets, Tampa, Atlanta, the Twins laying the run line.
Mm.
That is staggering what's happened. And how about the Yankees now? Herman's going. It's 6-11, worst batting average in the American League, lost 6-7. Off here.
He's made 2 starts already. Only 7 innings pitched. None of his numbers are good. It's also been a little unlucky. The BABIP is 348, so you expect that to come down a little bit. And he takes on Savali today, who's been solid. 20.2 innings pitched, a 2.18 ERA, FIP a little bit higher in the fours. And the BABIP, he's been lucky with a 146. But it's this is what we talked about earlier in the week. It's more than just the pitching staff behind Cole, the rotation. It's the offense cannot score runs right now. They're not hitting.
Yep.
Who are you afraid of right now in this Yankees lineup?
Yep.
And I get it. That can change on a dime, and it could today.
Well, can they put together a rally? I mean, they're all or nothing. So can they get 3 straight hits? Or
right.
Can they get 3-4 hits in an inning? And the answer has been no all season. And the issues of who's behind Cole.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you have the Padres again beginning a 4-game set tonight with the Dodgers. This time it's going to be in L.A. Again, because Lamet was pulled out of the game yesterday after 2. They thought he hurt himself again. He's going to have an MRI from what I was reading last night. So they had to go, heavy, heavy bullpen, lost the game, and now they get Walker Buehler in this matchup tonight. And Padres lifetime with their current makeup and the guys that could send out there tonight, 15 of 69 with 4 home runs, 2 by Tatis, but the overall slash is 217, 250, 406. Not great. Now, very small sample size. The Dodgers versus Weathers, only 1 of 11. But also, he's laying, $1.70 in this game today, I believe?
$1.85 here.
It's $1.85 now?
Well, here it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the gift that keeps on giving, again, the Giants here. This Giants, if you bet it early, 15-3 under first 5 to the season, on the season, and Sanchez is $1.45 against the Marlins.
Yeah.
They keep finding ways to win and play these low-scoring games. First 5, what happened? Things got hairy there late.
Yep.
But a small card, and then the Red Sox take on a feel-good story with the Mariners, too. See if the Red Sox are $1.65. Do you think there's runs in that game? Pivetta against Dunn, 9.5?
I have no opinion.
No opinion? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
The something to watch in the Diamondbacks-Reds game. I know it's very early on again, but Hoffman is going for the Reds. He's been super solid, the first time through the lineup. Innings 1-3, he's got an ERA of 1. The second time through, innings 4-6, his ERA balloons to 5.68. And the Reds slash against Widener has been pretty decent, but it's only 16 plate appearances. And off Hoffman, Cabrera has two home runs in his career. Peralta is 6-12 with a home run as well. Something maybe to watch for in play. He comes out there, shuts down the Diamondbacks right away, but then second time through, maybe the Diamondbacks start to get to him at that point.
Boston score first, no last eight. Red Sox opponent has scored first eight in a row. We mentioned all the issues with San Diego's offense. Those are a couple trends there, and what I mentioned, too, with Baez. Baez, 5-for-6, two home runs off Lucchese.
All right, let's follow the money here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. The email is ftm@vsin.com, ftm@vsin.com. We'll talk some college football and maybe a little bit more NFL draft in about 25 minutes with Fred Powers. You know he's betting the FCF playoffs this weekend, for sure. Up next, we'll get into tonight's NHL and NBA cards. You can smell the parlays. Like 100 yards away from a sports book tonight in the NHL.
Join the action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Just download the app and use promo code VSIN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes each week. Sign up now. New customers get a deposit bonus up to $500. Code VSIN when you sign up. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. DraftKings.com for details. And who would have thunk it, Mitch? A couple of crazy kids from the Midwest on the same team as Michael Jordan and Giselle. We love you, DraftKings. How about it? How about this email? Best ticket I ever cashed. Colby. FTM@VSIN.com. 2014 Stanley Cup playoffs. I bet the Kings to win the cup when they were down 3-0 in the first round to San Jose at 70-1. There you go, buddy. That's awesome.
I recall that.
One of the best calls in the history of sports talk radio. Brian Blessy
told
me and you, if they win game four, he said if they win the series, he said if they win game four, they win the cup.
Yep.
He
said, listen to me. If they win game four, they're not just going to win the series. They're winning the whole thing.
Yeah.
He was adamant about it.
Couldn't believe it. They were down 3-0 in the first round. They won the cup.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a second, Brian. You sound like you need to be taken away right now.
Sure. Yeah. He's like, guys, gather around. I got to gather around the campfire coming later. But that was, what do you want, drugs? Give me a break. So you're right. I mean, the parlays tonight in hockey with the good and the bad and the ugly and the big prices and the teams that have to have it against teams that have let go of the rope and how bad Columbus has been. The Sabres, I know they've been feisty, but you see what the Bruins are laying. The Devils are have lost, 10 of 11 and 7 in a row? Penguins are laying 250 at Circa. Great card. Huge card. Huge. Three monster games tonight.
Is it fair to say this? If you want to bet the dogs to win tonight, wait. Because the prices on the favorites will go up?
I would agree with that. Yep.
I mean, I'm looking at, this is... So at DraftKings, they have this, the 60-minute prop bets that you can make where there's tie no bet, which is a great option. The more options, the merrier, right? So look at some of these numbers tonight. In the Bruins-Sabres game, the 60-minute prop, the tie no bet is Boston minus $4, Buffalo plus $2.95. In the Penguins-Devils game, tie no bet, Pittsburgh minus $3.85.
Yeah.
And that's the same exact price in the Lightning-Blue Jackets game. Lightning are minus 385, tie no bet in a 60-minute prop. But you have the perfect storm here tonight, right? Where it is still big for these teams. Divisions, playoff seeding, that kind of stuff. And they're taking on the worst teams in the NHL or the teams that are on these skids that are just, really, really bad.
Well, also, what do you want to do here? Because I like most of the card. I don't like to lay the puck line. I don't want to have my team win and lose the bet. So I want to bet to win in regulation, which you could also come back and say, well, your team could win and lose the bet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rather lay the $1.70 with Tampa than lay the puck line. And I'd rather lay the $1.80 with Pittsburgh than a $1.20 on the puck line, especially after that fiasco, what happened the other day. So at Bet Rivers, it's $1.75 on Tampa to win in regulation and $1.80 on Pittsburgh. Columbus has lost 14 of 16. Now, the two wins were against Tampa, which doesn't make any sense. But they have been awful. How bad Columbus has been. I like the Islanders, who are 19-2-2 at home. I think they beat the Capitals. Pittsburgh is 17-3-2 at home. I think they'll win in regulation. I like Carolina. Huge game as well. They're $1.20 against Florida. Florida wins this game, they're in first place.
Yeah, that's right.
We don't have, they've got 10 games left. But Carolina's won 5 in a row against Florida. And I think they'll continue to do so, and they'll win tonight. Just a bad matchup for Florida. It happens. Vancouver's a $1.50 favorite now. They're 5-0 against Ottawa this year. Since they came back with their mini restart, they won as a +320 and a +260. Another favorite against Ottawa. And how the hell can the Maple Leafs be $1.45 on the road in Winnipeg? I like the Jets. That can't be. They've lost 5 in a row. The power play has all their issues. They're 28th on the penalty kill. No way. The Jets cannot be this price tonight.
Watch what'll happen.
6-1.
This is going to be a Phoenix Sun situation.
Okay.
No way, no how should they lose back-to-back games to Vancouver, but they did. And now they're taking on the second-best team in this division. Laying a small number, and right. Yeah, Jets. Okay, so
I don't have anything on. Where's the Colorado line? Have you seen a line? Colorado's back now. Colorado is 1-9-10. But as our buddy Chad Anders pointed out, I mean, they show up yesterday at the arena for testing at 6 o'clock, hoping to get cleared, practice at 3, and then they take off and travel for the game. So it's been okay with Vancouver, but how does Colorado respond? And they were on fire before their three-game pause.
Sure. What would you make the number? I have it in front of me.
Was that accurate? I see that.
Okay.
They put it up. Is it $150?
Right. In
the DraftKings? Yeah. Okay. So Colorado's back too after their mini pause and see if they can keep this going. And we got a great email from a viewer that on the road, Colorado's on a 17-2 overrun in the third period. Oh! Okay. Wow. Giddy up. So you sold me on that one. Other trends. Goal in the first 10. Yes. Devils, 10 in a row. No. Oilers, 8 in a row. First period overs, Capitals, 7 in a row. Edmonton, 8 straight unders, first period. Ottawa, tonight, 13 straight third period overs. So there you go, a lot of great numbers in hockey. The Devils have lost 7 in a row and 11 of 12. They're 29th in goals allowed and 26th in scoring. What an outfit this is.
Yeah, no kidding.
Man, but so, somehow they were down 6-0 and made it a game.
Who's going to win the Central? How the prices have changed now over the past couple of weeks.
I'll go Carolina's going to win tonight, and Carolina's going to win the division.
Okay.
And Mike Palm might be right. Tampa might finish in third place. But
Hurricanes are +145.
They are?
Yes, to win the division.
Where's that?
BetMGM.
Oh, okay.
Tampa Bay is +140. They're the shortest shot on the board, and the Panthers are 3-1.
Carolina 65, Florida 65, Tampa 62. In the East, tell me Boston in a second. Washington, 62. Islanders, 62. Penguins, 61. Boston, 58. Boston with games in hand and with a lot left against Buffalo and New Jersey. Leafs, 61. Jets, 57. I think 4 left head-to-head.
Oh.
Toronto leaking oil. What's Boston?
Boston is +275.
8-1 at William Hill last week. 12-1 a week and a half ago. I told you. You got to get that.
Capitals, Islanders tied. Shortest shots on the board at +225. Penguins 3-1. By the way, there has been a major move on the Maple Leafs. They were here at Circa last week. It was a field bet. That's all they posted.
I took the Jets 8-1.
You did, huh?
Yeah, had to.
Maple Leafs are now even money.
What?
I'm looking at it right now at BetMGM.
Oh, my God. That escalated quickly.
Yes, it did.
Oh, my.
They were, again, it was a field bet here at Circa. I want to say that was either this Monday or last Friday for sure. When it was, is Toronto going to win? They were -770, and the entire rest of the division was like +490 or 5-1 on the take back there.
No, they can't be $1.45 in Winnipeg. No, not the way they're playing. They just played. Winnipeg was on a back-to-back, and they beat them. They lost 7 of 8 in that situation.
Yep.
They beat them. On the road. That can't happen.
And
goals in the Vancouver game. I like the Jets. I love the Penguins in regulation. Likewise, Tampa. Carolina's won 5 in a row against Florida. And the island, come on, the Islanders. The Capitals have lost 4 of their last 5 against teams with a winning record. Islanders are too good at home. 19-2-2 at home. I'll take the Islanders tonight at $1.20. Absolutely. Sign me up for that.
Can I throw the P word at you?
What do you got?
Would you parlay teams in regulation tonight? I know we were joking around about that to begin the segment, but would you maybe look at the Lightning in regulation along with...
I don't like to do that.
You don't like to do that, yeah.
No, because I don't care. If you go 2-1, you're supposed to make money.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. The Bruins are 320 here as well. It's good.
What do you want to do in the West? I have the Avalanche plus 250. They're still minus 225 right now.
They're that high?
Should they be that high? The Knights are plus 150.
Knights have won 8 in a row. Oh, I got to see how they look tonight. St. Louis has been awful at home, but I want to see how because that, God, that was unfortunate. Colorado was on fire. They'd won 9 of 10. Look at the, I mean.
Oh, Paulie, shop around.
They won 7 of 8. That is schedules all
I'm making a note on the air right now. We are going shopping tomorrow for division prices. What did I just tell you the Hurricanes are at? Plus 145?
Yeah.
DraftKings are minus 215. You think there's a difference when you look around?
Oh, my God.
And the Lightning are the third shot on the board at 4-1 at DraftKings.
Well, it should be.
And the Bruins are the co-favorites in the East.
Yes, they should be.
That is stunning.
12-1 a week and a half ago. Wow.
I'm going to see if they're... The Hurricanes, give me their schedule down the stretch. You said that you like them to win that division?
They're going
to
win tonight, yeah. That's a bad matchup for Florida. They beat them 5 in a row. Somehow they lost 2 in a row at home to Detroit, but that's Florida, Dallas, Detroit. Columbus, Chicago, Nashville. Nashville's fugazi. They only beat bad teams.
Yeah.
Carolina wins a division. Get that. What bet MGM, plus 145.
It's early. I'm going to see if it's, I'll do that during the break. I'm going to see if they're actually accepting bets, if they're open at this time of the day. I think they are. I think they're 24 hours, but that's a gigantic difference, man.
Now remember,
huge.
And the Bruins have games in hand, as I mentioned. That. Buffalo, Pittsburgh. Buffalo, New Jersey, Rangers, Islanders, Washington. Bruins are going to do this.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
Hope you're right. Grab them at 8-1. NBA tonight. Yeah, that's...
And I like the Celtics.
They're catching 5.5 at home to the Suns on a back-to-back.
Bad spot.
Third game in 4 nights.
Love this spot. Celtics humiliated at home against the Bulls. And Suns on a back-to-back and just off 2 hard-fought wins. Over Milwaukee in overtime and a close one against the Sixers. Horrible spot. Give me the 5.5.
You imagine if Embiid makes that shot at the end last
night? Oh, God.
That's from the other free throw line.
I know. Almost got it.
It rimmed in and out.
Yep.
He had it.
Yep. 76ers and Bucks. Big game, too. Although apparently Milwaukee wants nothing to do with the one seed.
Yeah.
So
they're acting like they're allergic to the one seed.
Right.
And like they really don't care.
And I'm not saying, to me, it's Lakers or pass. Dallas laying 2 at home. Dallas on a back-to-back. Lakers so good defensively. They're able to survive this and then some without LeBron and AD. So Dallas, 500 at home. No way.
Would you consider the Bucks at the right price second-round series against the Nets? These guys are still banged up.
I got to see you. I can't play that game now. Who's in? Who's out? What's the price?
Up next, little NFL draft. We now scoff at the idea of teams drafting running backs high in the first round. Will we be doing the exact opposite in 10 years with a different skill position?